8:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. I'm going to play you a great sound. Brewers spring training games are underway.
Lockridge leads it off for the Brewers. First pitch swinging and a drive to deep left. It's way back and way gone for Brandon Lockridge. First home run of the spring belongs to Brandon Lockridge.
All right, the crew on the board. First home run of spring training as heard here on WTMJ. Play-by-play man Jeff Levering delivering that call. The Brewers, as it turns out, have yet to win a game in their first three starts.
That don't matter.
But it doesn't matter, right? I mean, at some point you start to say, like, you'd like to win one in here. And,
sure,
of course, anytime you're on the field, you'd rather win than lose. But how many times and in how many different ways do we hear about what is it that we're doing? Guys are working on this. Guys are working on that. A pitcher may not throw the same pitch in spring training that he would have thrown in a game situation in the middle of April.
Yeah.
Right? We're working on different things. But all of that as spring training is underway. We got a game today as well this afternoon.
We'll reach you next from Arizona.
Which will be a 2 o'clock start our time. 2:10 is the first pitch. Thought this was a lot of fun. We've talked about Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The fun guy, also, you know, a lot of business. There's a reason you won 96 games in Major League Baseball and had the best record in all of baseball last season. But right now, his tone at camp, he is loose. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, reports from Maryville.
After a week in the desert, you're probably expecting me to deliver some hard-hitting exclusive interview or maybe some scoops. But instead, Pat Murphy's been advocating for better walk-up songs.
When you think about it, the art of the walk-up song.
During one media session with the skipper, we ran through our favorite walk-up songs around the league.
Like Lindor's walk-up song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the song. Like, it wouldn't be a song I'd listen to. It's genius. Second baseman for the Phillies, walk-up song.
Yes.
Yeah, stop. Just living in his blue world.
And ours are decent, are they?
But you're talking about something that gets the crowd engaged.
Like him, exactly. Sing it back.
One suggestion, former Rocky Charlie Blackman using the outfield. Murph isn't trying to say he dislikes the Brewers walk-ups, but wants to encourage a little bit more fan-friendly approach.
Let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's come up with a committee, and let's get some real walk-up songs.
Yeah.
Maybe he's bullying, but he's on the case. Live from Phoenix, Dominic Catronio, WTMJ.
And we go live to Phoenix now.
We'll reach you next from Arizona.
And Dom is on the line with us from spring training this morning. Dom, I loved that piece, and I love how loose it feels like Murph is. Did you guys bait him into that conversation, or did he introduce that?
He introduced it. In fact, it was on the heels of me asking a completely different question, like actually baseball-related. And it led into this, like, this is how Murph presses. This is why Murph pressers are like 30 minutes long, because we go on these silly tangents and some of them are worthy for everybody else. Some of them have to stay in the room.
It's not a bad idea either, what he's pushing for.
I think we all came up to a conclusion of just like, the guy that we need to bully, for lack of a better word, is Sal. Like, Sal could so easily come up with some sort of song like that that would get the fans engaged.
Right.
I think it's a unanimous decision that, like, William Contreras has the best walk-up song of the
yep.
team, given it's the trumpets, everyone knows it. Like, all right, that's William's song. But there's nobody else on the team like that.
Speaking of Sal, so Frelick, you know, big hockey guy, it sounds like the team was all in on watching that game yesterday morning.
It was really, really cool to be in a professional athlete clubhouse watching other professional athletes reach the pinnacle of their sport, right? I think that hockey in itself is such a stressful game. You throw in the Olympic pressure, you throw in the USA-Canada, and then you throw in 3-on-3 overtime. You don't have to know the intricacies of hockey to get involved with that. Now, to set the scene, there are only three born Canadians within the Brewers clubhouse. That is Tyler Black, that is Rob Zastrzyzny, more on him in a moment, and assistant pitching coach Jim Henderson. Now, Tyler Black grew up playing hockey, Toronto kid, like, you know, as in Sal, grew up in Boston, played hockey growing up. Like, there was definitely smack talk between the two, last year's Four Nations and all this stuff, but Tyler and Sal were just riots in the room of just going back and forth with haymakers, of trash talk. It was so much fun to watch those guys enjoy it.
Well, and if you think about it too, Dom, if there's another world game, right? I mean, hockey, less in Latin American companies, more European and Eastern European, but right, another world game would be baseball, where you're looking at people from different countries competing.
You know, I asked them about that too. It's like, you know, baseball is getting the Olympics back in 2 years when it comes to LA in 2028. And we don't even know if Major League Baseball players are going to be eligible to play in it because it's in the middle of the summer, right? So that's where I think it hurts the reputation of the sport on a national worldwide stage. But we do have the World Baseball Classic in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
By all accounts, it sounds like this year's is going to be an all-timer given the quality of rosters we've seen across the board.
That's awesome. Hey, Dom, so is ABS getting a lot of attention at camp so far this year? That's the automated balls and strikes system that's going to be in play?
Yeah, so it's a challenge system. It's a hybrid system. I'm still seeing people kind of get it confused, like, oh, is it just robot umpires? No, so you still have an umpire calling balls and strikes as normal. The difference now is that you get two challenges, whether you're the pitcher, the batter, or the catcher. It can't come from the dugout to say, no, I think that was the opposite of what you called. And then we all pause for 10 seconds, look up at the video board, confirms whether or not the umpire was right, and we move on. It's an awesome system. And the big joke that I have been asking around the clubhouse, like, who's going to be the first one to get it right? And little did we expect, everyone was saying William Contreras was easily going to be the first one to get it right. And then what happens is his first start, his first game behind the plate yesterday, the first pitch of the game, he challenges and gets it right. So I think William understands the strike zone pretty much better than anybody in the clubhouse. And I think that he knows it's going to be a weapon in his back pocket to just steal strikes. It's got to be leverage, right? There's got to be moments where it makes sense to do it. The 50-50 ones on a 1-0 pitch, yeah, no one's challenging those. But when it's like a 3-2 pitch, or if it goes from like 1-2 to 2-1, like those are pitches are getting challenged, or, you know, action counts. So that's where I'm really looking forward to the rest of the spring. The thing I fear, though, guys, is like, I think we're too good at this and we're not giving umpires enough credit for how many calls are getting right in a single game. They're calling 350 pitches a game and they're only getting like 6 wrong. That's really impressive.
Dom Catronio is with us live from spring training. The other interesting thing about, though, is you said it can't come from the dugout, so Murph can't be like, I want to challenge that one. So at some point, these guys have to know who has license as a batter to go ahead and make that very valuable challenge. Does everybody enjoy the same license that some others might?
I think it'll be like a trial and error period here in spring training, or even in the first couple of weeks of the season, but I know for a fact that Sal Frelick says he does not want to use it at all. Like, he thinks it's a little silly. Not that he thinks it's silly, but it's just that, like,
yeah,
he thinks the zone doesn't fit what he actually stands at. Maybe he can steal a couple of balls on like the high strike. It seems to get called on him all the time. I know Yelly will use it. I know Bowers will use it. Obviously, Contreras has already used it as well. So I think there's a handful of guys that will use it, but I can tell you who's not going to use it. Pitchers are forbidden from using it. No pitcher is going to be allowed to call his own ABS challenge. It's all going to be on the catcher.
Dom Catronio live from spring training in Arizona this morning. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, bud.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Brewers and Padres in game action this afternoon. 2 o'clock broadcast time here on WTMJ.